could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions, if you have doggy agility questions, pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats, hands down, or should I say paws down. The best that's out there, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. You can find it at vitacraft.us. You can also find it in pet stores, or you can find it at walmart.com. So check it out and order it. Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, and they have purr sticks as well. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do and feel. For only you. Only you.
So,
can I make
this song was actually one of the songs, and I can see the whole scene during the movie, of course, Deadpool and Wolverine. Mm. So, it is the new movie that's out there this weekend. You're definitely going to want to check it out. That is one of many songs. It's got a great soundtrack, I'll tell you that. But I love that song. And but it's over the top, as all Deadpool movies are. Mm-hmm. And it is rated R. But it'll be interesting to see how well it does, which I think it's going to do extremely well.
I think it's going to do great. So many people I know have already gone to see it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Tons.
Yeah.
Everybody wants the popcorn buckets, too.
I screened it last week, and it was interesting because one of the critics was walking out behind me and I turned around and said, so what you think? Did you like it? No, it was appalling. I was like, what? He's a university professor. If you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. But the thing is, it's like when I screen the films and I write my reviews on talkingpets.com, I write it as a moviegoer, not so much as like picking it apart and everything that mm-hmm. there is. So I will say it's offensive to people if they have thin skin in certain scenes.
It's supposed to be.
Exactly.
And that's Deadpool. He's offensive. That's like the whole point of the... He's a comic book character constantly breaking the fourth wall. That's like his known thing. And like it actually took a lot for Ryan Reynolds to convince them to make Deadpool, like the first one, because it is so offensive.
And it's funny as heck.
It's so funny.
And it's interesting because there's like, well, I'll tell you that in a second. But actually, if you are going to the movies, you may want to check out these films as well, because your top five films as of last week were...
head west through the Cineplex to ease my mind. Surrounded by strangers, the only way to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tech. Always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these films because these were your top five as of last week. And number one out there, which I am not uncertain about, I knew it was going to be number one. The only thing that may dethrone it is Deadpool and Wolverine, but Twisters. Number one movie out there, made $130 million domestically last week, and that's just in the theaters here, but all over the world it's doing extremely well. So Despicable Me 4 was number two, $281 million in 3 weeks. I'm telling you, the cartoons are ruling because number three, Inside Out 2, $608 million in 6 weeks. It's well over the billion mark worldwide. But I'll tell you, I relate it with anxiety in that cartoon, so I loved it too. I gave it a 4 out of 4 on that one.
Yeah, my kids loved it. And Despicable Me.
Long Legs, number 4, did not see it, but I love horror films and I would like to see it. For 2 weeks, it's made $54 million. And one of my favorite franchises out there, it's still holding on to the top 5, A Quiet Place, Day 1. It's made $132 million in 4 weeks. Not a bad take. But again, John Krasinski did not direct the third one. He did the first and second, which he did a great job on. And the third one I thought was...
I didn't see it.
It was good. They're already filming the fourth one. The fourth one's already in production. So those are your top five movies. So if you want to check those out. But I did, as you know, we were talking Deadpool and Wolverine, 20th Century Fox and Walt Disney. I will tell you, Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool does not hold back. He cuts on Fox. He cuts on Disney. Sometimes in a good way. Sometimes not so much in a good way. But there's a lot of one-liners in this movie that I really need to see the movie again because there's so much going on. But it's funny. Mm-hmm. It's offensive, yes. But it's funny.
I like Hugh Jackman, too.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds, mm-hmm. it was like good cop, bad cop kind of thing, mm-hmm. whereas Ryan Reynolds was... potty mouth and mm-hmm. and Hugh Jackman not so much.
He's more proper.
Yeah,
so, I like him as Wolverine. I watched all the X-Men's too. I like those.
It's I'm telling you, it's really good. And there's tons of cameos in this movie. So yeah, just look around, you'll see the cameos. There's a couple things that I thought were like, you know, so. Nova, for instance, she's kind of like the bad girl. Mm-hmm. I was okay on her. I wasn't totally thrilled with her, but she does a good job. But overall, it's worth seeing. But I'm telling you right now, it's R-rated. And if you get offended easily for whatever, you know, then don't go. But you got to look at it as a movie.
Did you see Twisters?
I did.
I've heard that Glenn...
Powell.
Yeah, he adopted a dog while
he did.
And it was like a big like thing, and it's all over Facebook, and it's so cute.
Yeah, he did, it's actually. So you know, it's funny because I saw Twisters. My friend April went with me. You know,
I like
April.
Twister, that movie.
April's girlfriend dated Glenn Powell.
Oh, my God.
And he was living out of a car.
Did you still have his number?
It was just like... He was trying to break into acting, and he was not getting in. And then all of a sudden, he got in with Tom Cruise for Top Gun. Mm. And then his career started to take off. And then, of course, Anyone But You is another movie that's out there. It's on streaming now.
I love that. It's so cute.
Yeah, he shows a lot in that movie.
Sydney Sweeney or whatever is the other
girl. He pretty much shows everything in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy. He's cut. You know, so you might like him, ladies or men. So enjoy it. He's a great actor, too. I wish him the best of luck, but he does a really good job in Twisters. So congrats on him. But check it out. Wolverine, if you like Wolverine or if you like Deadpool, you'll like them together. Deadpool and Wolverine, check it out and read my review at TalkinPets.com. And, by the way, there is a dog in the movie. And it is
ugly dog.
The ugliest dog in the world movie recipient. I think that's the dog
that
won.
Yeah.
And this dog is ugly.
Yeah.
But
I have some pictures of that one too.
But he makes out with Ryan Reynolds.
The dog?
I'll leave it at that. Anyway, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
My dream come true, my one and only you. One and only you.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Paff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Two people were thrown overboard by a whale while boating off the coast of New Hampshire on Tuesday. Video of the incident shows the whale breaching or shooting out of the water and landing on the boat, capsizing it. A Mayday call was issued and others were able to rescue the boaters. We are grateful to the Good Samaritans for taking such quick action to rescue these two individuals. Bravo, Zulu, the Coast Guard wrote on social media. The Coast Guard said the two boaters were uninjured and their boat salvaged. They said the whale appeared to be uninjured. Greg Packett was one of the men thrown off the boat. All of this is happening from the whale hitting the boat to us being in the water is four seconds, but it seemed like it was a lot longer. Teenage brothers Wyatt and Colin Yeager were in a nearby boat. They captured the breaching whale on video and helped rescue Peckett and Rylan Kenny, the other man thrown from overboard. It was a good second of, oh man, what just happened? It was a complete shock, Wyatt Yeager said on Good Morning America, and then immediately just dropped everything and go get those guys out of the water. Visit Talkin' Pets for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie. Met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up. She swapped me for a trout.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie. Met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up. She was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale.
Hi, I'm Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
And this is Talkin' Pets. That's me, John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
You know, Lexi, that story that you read, it's like all over the news, but I'm sure y'all saw that there's a lot of whales capsizing ships out there, boats and so on and so forth. And, you know, it makes you wonder, are they fighting back?
I think so.
I just saw this video like 2 days ago because I've been at the beach all week. And so I assumed that it was my algorithm showing me like a beachy video or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I showed my husband, Danny. I was like, look at this video. I'm like, that's crazy. Because it looks like an accident. It honestly didn't look like the whale to me was like trying to. It looked like it just jumped out of the water, and the way it landed backwards, it hit the boat, and it like the boat kind of tips, and it almost looks like it's not going to tip over, and then it completely tips over. Like, and I was like, oh my gosh, that'd be so scary, because the whale's huge. It was like a...
But you got to wonder, though, was it an accident or was it on purpose? Because
yeah.
Whales will flip backwards like that. That's what they do. And then, but the other thing, too, there's been a lot of accidents or whatever you want to call them,
yeah.
Where whales have destroyed boats. They've, like, crashed right into them.
Yeah.
So, and they sank many of them,
yeah.
Which is interesting in itself.
This one got salvaged, though. That was kind of interesting, because it didn't look like it was going to.
The video I saw I was impressed by the speed with which the young man cranked his boat to go save those guys.
Yeah, he immediately...
He was on top of, like, go get them now.
Yeah, they recorded it, and then right after...
I was impressed with that.
You know, it's interesting, though, that guy wasn't afraid to go over there, thinking that maybe that whale would have actually jumped on his boat.
No, you get the other boaters, but he stuck by it.
That's cool.
You go for the other boaters, but he really stuck by it. I'm super impressed with you. Wherever you are.
With me?
No, with the person that did that. I'm very impressed with that.
So we do have a special guest joining us in about 10 minutes. His name is Bill Taylor, and he is a artist, a singer, and he is on the new album called Silver Bullet Bluegrass. And actually another good friend of ours of the program. I've known Bo Bice for a long time. He was the runner-up with Carrie Underwood on American Idol. And Bo was with us a couple weeks ago on this album. But now Bill Taylor is going to be joining us. And it's a bluegrass classic rock. And it's all of Bob Seger, not all, but several songs, like 15 songs from Bob Seger, which when I was listening to it, it's like, oh, I remember that song. Because I was like, when you say the name Bob Seger, apparently I didn't know the name. I knew the name. I didn't know his songs as well until I started listening to the songs, and I was like, oh, okay, I know that song. I grew up with that one, and So they're all remakes, and there's some great music on here. And Bill Taylor, actually, he does the song Roll Me Away, which you'll be hearing shortly. And we're going to give away one of his CDs as well. Of course, it is on streaming and social media and everything now, but we're going to give away one of his CDs, so stay tuned for that. And again, his name is Bill Taylor, and the song he sings is Roll Me Away, so stay tuned for that. So, you know, Karen, when we were talking about, we got a couple minutes before we go into the interview with Bill, but, you know, again, how can you not talk about the hot weather? I mean, there's so much going on out there, and the wildfires that are going on the West Coast throughout Oregon and California. I mean, some of these fires are the largest fires in history.
Canada.
Yeah, Canada. And it's just amazing to see what's going on. The weather is more erratic. The weather is stronger. I was with some friends at a bar about 2 weeks ago, and the sky opened up. I've never seen anything like this that I was involved in. I felt like I was part of a movie as everyone ran, and the water just gushed down like inches in a matter of like an hour. And it, like the hotel and everything started to flood, everything. It was crazy.
The weather is getting worse. I remember being in high school and we had our first Earth Day, and I remember thinking I probably won't see the effects of overpopulation in my lifetime, as I was deciding to remain child-free, okay, in the 70s. And I remember distinctly thinking I would not see it in my lifetime. This is so frightening. I can hardly sit here without shaking.
No,
it scares me to freaking death.
But the thing, though, is it should scare people more than what it's doing. I mean,
yes.
Some people do believe in it. Some people are following it. Some people are trying to make a difference. But other people out there don't want to. And that makes no sense to me. If you're so rude and so ignorant that you don't want to pay attention to your children's lives or your children's children's lives, then you're just rude and ignorant. And the thing is that we're out there to make a difference. And even if it's the smallest thing in the world, by recycling your soda cans or your drink cans or your bottles or your plastic, recycle. At least you're not throwing it out the window and it's ending up in the water or the oceans where, you know, there's a full island out there of this plastic stuff.
I found an Uncrustable, which is the peanut butter and jelly piece of plastic in the ocean, or in the Gulf of Mexico. I guess not technically the ocean. And I grabbed it and I took it out.
That's good. I mean, you know,
but it was just floating there.
But the weird part is any little bit that you can help is help, you know? So
I save every bit of water that isn't needed for something else, for watering plants or what have you. I don't let, if you're waiting for the water to get hot, don't you dare let it go down the drain.
Well, don't go away. We'll be right back with Bill Taylor. We're going to talk with him about the CD, Silver Bullet Bluegrass. So stay tuned for that. This is Talkin' Pets.
Water trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Things got a little too real on the reality TV show Race to Survive when one of the contestants killed and ate a protected New Zealand bird species, prompting a warning from authorities. The contestants had been warned that certain food groups, including protected ones, were off limits. Spencer Jones, who killed and ate the weka, has since apologized, saying, "I made a mistake." "Survival in the bush of New Zealand isn't easy," Jones said. "We did have strategies in place for racing, but we did not prepare for the hunger." Jones said he knew there were creatures running around camp that were not allowed to eat, but he had been in the mindset of starvation mode. "I knew it was breaking a rule," he said during the episode, which aired earlier this month and was called "A Rule Was Broken." "What I did disrespected New Zealand, and I am sorry." Jones and his teammate, Oliver Deve, were disqualified from the show, where the surviving team stands to win $500,000. The New Zealand Department of Conservation website describes weka as unusually heard, not seen, although some birds, usually those living near farms or tramping huts, get a reputation for pilfering crops, food, and small objects. They will take the objects to the nearest cover to investigate them. For this reason, it is best not to chase them, but to simply watch where the weka goes and retrieve your objects a little later. The penalty for killing protected wildlife is up to 2 years in prison or a fine of $100,000, according to the DOC. In this instance, the unique set of circumstances, cast members were fatigued and suffering from significant hunger in an unusual group dynamic situation, meant we felt a warning letter was prudent, the DOC investigator said. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Strong bake, pick, pick, pick. Picking in the leaves, pick, pick, pick. Find something to eat, pick, pick, pick. Does everybody know a weka doesn't fly? She's a picker and she's looking for some food. Do you know what she eats? Leaves, fruit, bugs. And maybe she'll come pecking at your shoes.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rode that hour on. 12 hours in a Mackinac City, stopped in a barn, happy food. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and I told her I decided to do. She looked out the window in a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. Knew what she was thinking. Roll me away, won't you roll me away tonight? I took lost, I feel double-crossed. Single was wrong, was right.
still alone on a mountaintop, staring out at the great divide. I could go east, I could go west, it was all up to me to decide. Then I saw a young heart flying and my soul began to rise. Oh, pretty soon my heart was singing, roll, roll me away, gonna roll me away tonight. I gotta keep rolling, I gotta keep riding, searching till I find what's right. And as the sunset faded, I spoke to the faintest first starlight, and I said, next time.
So that is Bill Taylor. We're going to be getting Bill on in just a second, and we're going to give him a call. We had a problem with the phone number. So basically, you got to hear the entire song, which is a great song. He's got a very strong voice.
Yes, indeed.
I'm not sure of what else Bill has sang, but we're going to find out as soon as Sydney gets him on. So I gave her a direct number to actually reach him, so I don't know what happened with the other thing, but we'll get him on shortly and find out exactly how long he's been on out there, actually. And I think he's good to go. Bill, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, Bill, how are you? First off, I want to say hello and introduce you to Karen and Lexi in the studio here.
Hello.
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing good, and we got to hear your entire song, actually, of Roll Me Away, which you have a phenomenal voice, a very strong voice.
Well, I appreciate it. I just, I always tell people I just like to holler.
And you've got that country voice.
Twang.
Yes, sir.
That twang
is there. Where are you from originally, Bill?
I was raised in Harlan County, Kentucky. And I live in Millsboro now. I've been here for almost 20 years. That's in Bell County. It's maybe an hour from Harlan.
So first I want to know, now the song is on the album Silver Bullet Bluegrass, which also Bo Bice is a good friend of the program, Talking Pets. He comes on from time to time. He did the song Ramblin' Gamblin' Man on the CD as well, and yours is Roll Me Away. So there's a whole vast amount of cuts on there that people can listen to, which is all Bob Seger's music, right?
Right.
So did you get to pick out the song that you wanted to sing, or did somebody pick you out to sing it?
Well, actually, Randall Deaton, we have a mutual friend that introduced us, and he said he had a song for me to sing on there. Would I be interested to come down to Muscle Shoals? And I said, yeah. And I'd known Roll Me Away because, you know, I grew up on Bob Seger with my dad. But the way that we did it is, you know, it's the same, but it's so different. And I said, hell yeah.
And that's the interesting part, though, is because you took Bob Seger and you made it into a bluegrass sound.
Yes,
so
sir.
That was that, like you said, it was difficult to do that.
No, not really. It's for me. I've got the southern drawl. The hardest part for me was to get the words out as quick as you do in the song.
It is honestly, a fast song. Yeah, for sure.
But it was a fun one.
Where else would people find you, Bill? I mean, have you put out an album before?
Yes, sir. So I have a band. It's Bill Taylor and the Appalachian Heathens. It's Heathens, but with an R, because that's how Mama said it when she got mad. but we've got an EP that we released in March. It's called the Cumberland Avenue Sessions. And then we've got three singles. All good. I think I've got eight songs. Well, nine with this one with the Bob Seger. But if people look up Bill Taylor and Appalachian Heathens, you'll find me on all the streaming platforms.
Great, great. Actually, and I love your music and I love your song. I mean, it's you did a great job and your voice is just amazing. And actually, your southern draw there, I could listen to that all day.
True.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
But you've got also two little buddies in your house, don't you? They're one is called Ghost, yeah. And the other one is Todd.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I've had Ghost for about 6 years now, and we adopted Todd a little over 3 years ago now. Yeah.
So Ghost is a white lab, and Todd is an Australian Shepherd.
Yes, sir. And Todd's got one baby blue eye, and he's just that's the sweetest dog I've ever known in my life. It don't matter adult, baby, they can get in the cage with him. He's just a sweetheart. Ghost is the same way, but he's just a little bit more protective when people start coming up towards the porch.
Well, they're both great breeds, no doubt. But we're going to give away a copy of the CD, Silver Bullet Bluegrass, right now to a caller that calls in, number 3. Calls in to Sydney at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call into that number and you'll get a copy of the CD, Silver Bullet Bluegrass. Bill, where can people find the CD?
They can look it up online. Just look up Silver Bullet Bluegrass, the album. You can find anything on like Apple or Spotify, anywhere like that.
That's true. Yeah, you can Google anything these days and it'll pop up.
Yes, sir. And I think they're getting it in stores too, but I'm not too familiar with what's going on that side, to be honest with you.
So what do we have coming for the future with you? Do you have something new coming out after this?
Buddy, right now I'm working on I got a little acoustic thing I'm working on right now, maybe a few covers that I'm going to throw out. In the works of talking about putting out my first album too. That's in the future.
Well, I got to say congratulations, because your voice deserves to be out there. And you know, we're carried all over the country with the show, with Talking Pets, and people love their animals and people love their music. So if you're tuning in right now, you want to check it out, Silver Bullet Bluegrass. It's Bill Taylor. His song is Roll Me Away. We'll go out with that song. And wish we got you on a little bit earlier, but we did get to listen to the entire song. So that was pretty cool. So,
yes, sir.
Bill,
yes, sir.
Our best goes out to you and your dogs and your family. And we look forward to you coming back onto the show again and filling us in on your next album that comes out.
All right. Thank you all for having me. Have a good day.
You too, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Bill Taylor, Silver Bullet Bluegrass. Go check it out. Like Bill said, you can find it anywhere. Google it, Amazon, whatever. It's out there. And his song is Roll Me Away by Bill Taylor.
12 hours in a Mackinac City, stopped in a barn, happy crew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and a talk.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea, T-E-A.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD, or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or
720-6040. One of the oldest male gorillas who was living at the U.S. Zoo has died at the age of 52. The gorilla named Winston lived roughly 20 years beyond his life expectancy at the San Diego Zoo's Safari Park in California. The park recently announced his passing on July 13th after noting that the gorilla was receiving significant medical treatments for several age-related conditions. Some of the conditions Winston was struggling with included heart disease, degenerative joint disease, and kidney disease. The gorilla was ultimately euthanized after what the park said was careful consideration stemming from further complications from his worsening conditions. Care specialists at the San Diego Safari Park described Winston as the best of us. Winston was a Western lowland gorilla who was born in the wild before being taken in by a private owner in England. He arrived at the San Diego Zoo in 1984 and has since been known as a patient, kind, and compassionate troop leader. Winston was also recognized as one of the first known great apes to be treated for COVID-19 in 2021, when veterinarians also discovered his heart disease. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance said Winston will be fondly remembered by all who had the privilege of knowing him. San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance encourages everyone to share their condolences and support for Winston's dedicated wildlife care and health team, staff, volunteers, alliance members, and guests who are deeply affected by his loss. Western lowland gorillas typically weigh up to 440 pounds, can stand up to 5.5 feet tall, and are considered critically endangered, according to WWF. The animals are typically known to live in dense and remote rainforests in Africa, but most of the population exists in isolated swamps and remote swamping forests of the Republic of Congo. In the wild, gorillas live for 30 to 40 years. In human care, gorillas may live into their 50s, according to Smithsonian's National Zoo and Conservation Biology Institute. In April, the world's oldest gorilla, Fatu, celebrated her 67th birthday in Germany, according to the Guinness World Records. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Gorilla, gorilla says hoo hoo. Gorilla says hoo hoo. Gorilla says hoo hoo. Says it to me and he says it to you. Says it to you. Says it to you. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla says hoo hoo. Gorilla says hoo hoo. Gorilla says hoo hoo. Baby gets a fright and baby says boo hoo. Baby says boo hoo. Baby says boo hoo. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla. Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla says hoo hoo. Gorilla says hoo hoo.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So we have the CD, Silver Bullet Bluegrass, to somebody if you want to win it. Number 3 call that comes into Sydney. It's yours at 818-818-6401. Again, the number is 818-818-6401, and the CD is yours. It's Bob Seger, a tribute to him. And you just heard from Bill Taylor. He is one of the artists on the CD. Roll Me Away is his song, which I really like. It sounded really good. But Bo Bice, a good friend of the program, Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, that's his song on there. You've also got Tim Shelton, Against the Wind. I remember that one. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Also, Feel Like a Number, Robert Hale. You've also got Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight by Ward Haydon. So there's some cool songs on here. If you like Bob Seger, you're definitely going to like what the guys did with the songs. So check it out. Silver Bullet Bluegrass. But if somebody calls right now, it's yours at 818-818-6401. Just tell Sydney you want the CD and it's coming out to you. 818-818-6401. You know, it's funny because times have changed, right, Karen, where it's like, you know, nowadays you don't need to have a CD or a book, but I'm still old school. I can't say I miss my CD player in my car because I bought one that you plug in, so I can still play CDs if I want to. You know, I don't know why they even bothered to take it out. You know, why car companies decide things, certain things, I don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes you're not within, you know.
Right, and or there's sometimes you have an old CD that you're just dying to listen to.
Exactly.
Granted, you can pull it up, you know, on whatever, Spotify or, you know,
a lot of
Sirius
people do books,
or whatever, XM. But
books on CD.
But yeah, that too.
Audiobooks.
But the thing, and it's funny you said that because we were talking about that last week, books on CD. But the thing is that I like to have that book in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a newspaper. I like to read the actual newspaper. I don't want to look at, I spend too much time all day long in front of my computer. The last thing I want to do is drag my computer down the hall into the bathroom and look at it while I'm sitting on my throne.
I have taken my fingers and tried to make the print bigger on the magazine, though.
Have you
done that yet?
I have not done that yet.
I was like, whoop, trying to make it bigger. I can re- read the hard copy. What a fool.
You're one step closer to the home, Karen.
I know it.
That's funny. But yeah, no, it's just I do like the old school ways for certain aspects. But Bill does a great job on the CD, so it's somebody's if they want to win it. 818-818-6401. Another thing, too, with the hot temperatures out there we were talking about and all, not a good time to bring your pets outside. If you don't have to walk them during the mid part of the day, don't. Right?
Nope.
Or if you've got grass, better.
Yes, early.
And the one thing, too, is like one of the things that we do give away here on the show are the Talking Pets collapsible water bowls. Really important to bring water with you at all times.
All the time.
And not just for you, because you're going to dehydrate, but so is your pet.
Absolutely.
So if it's too hot out there, could you imagine walking around with a fur coat all day long?
No.
No, it would be unbearable. You wouldn't want to smell me. So it wouldn't be pleasant. No, I smell good now. So, but it's when you walk out the door and you can't breathe, could you imagine what your pet is? But they say the best way to do it is, if you want to know how hot it is for your pet's feet, put your hand upside down, not palm down, but palm up, and touch the ground. And when you touch it, if it's so hot for your back of your hand, you know how hot it's going to be for the dog's or cat's paws.
Actually, I have something better than that, because sometimes your hands can take it. Just sit on that pavement. All right, sit there a minute. See if you can handle it.
Shorts on or no?
Shorts or jeans, whatever you're wearing. But let me tell you something. When you're sitting on it, it's different.
I thought you had to be bare-butted.
No.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. Bye for this hour of Talking Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.